for Tim Lammers. And movie reviews. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. Tim Lammers, welcome.
Thank you very much, Kelly. And hopefully that will increase the governor's order, increase the theater's capacity.
Oh, we hope so.
And yeah, absolutely. So, new in theaters only is The Father, where Anthony Hopkins gives what in all likelihood is going to be another Best Actor Oscar nomination when those nominations are announced Monday. It's a devastating, heartbreaking look at an 83-year-old man named Anthony, suffering from dementia, who is living with his daughter, Anna, played by Olivia Colman, in her London flat. He's affable one minute but cantankerous the next, and it's all because of what's happening to him. He recognizes his daughter one minute and doesn't recognize her the next. He's confusing facts. He's forgetting things, and worst of all, seeing people who are no longer with us. The performances are stellar across the board in The Father, as expected, but it's really the execution of the material by writer-director Florian Zeller that makes the film truly unique. That's because we not only see the film from Anna's point of view, where we can see Olivia Colman as the character, but from Anthony's point of view, where Anna is portrayed by a different person, Olivia Williams, which amplifies the confusion that Anthony is suffering. It's causing a confusing feeling as a viewer, which is really the point of the movie, so you can feel some of what Anthony is suffering. The Father is new only in theaters. Now, also playing in select theaters and streaming now on Apple TV Plus is Cherry, starring the first film from brother filmmakers Anthony Russo and Joe Russo since Avengers Endgame. They hired one of their Avengers, Spider-Man actor Tom Holland, to play Cherry, who is a disenfranchised young man who suffers from PTSD after returning home from his service in the U.S. Army in the Iraq War. He's witnessed horrible personal losses while serving and is unable to cope with it, so he becomes addicted to opioids to ease his pain. The problem is, his wife, who tries in vain to get him off the opioids, eventually becomes an addict herself to deal with him. On top of all of that, they eventually move from opioids to heroin, and eventually, Holland's character becomes an armed bank robber to get money to feed his addiction and pay off his debts to some pretty nasty people. It's expertly made, the acting is top-notch, and the storyline in Cherry is compelling, especially since it involves the plight of U.S. military veterans. And this film shines a light on the fact that veterans need all the proper care they deserve when they return home from war. Cherry is playing in select theaters and streaming now on Apple TV Plus.
It sounds like two big, serious movies, but very good movies about topics that need to be addressed in our day and time, for sure.
Yeah, indeed, Kelly. I mean, not only, yeah, it's the sort of movies where they're tough to watch,
yeah,
right? But they're also movies we can't ignore. Because, again, these issues definitely do face us in everyday life, you know, to some level. You know, so, yeah, I mean, it's important that these movies are coming out now. And, of course, the timing of that is also, you know, it's award season later than usual because of the pandemic. So, you know, the studios tend to release, you know, the more serious fare, the awards fare, you know, this time of, well, at least this time around, this time of year.
I gotcha. Well, that, I guess that makes sense because they don't want to be forgotten. I don't know if they can
hopefully
be.
Hopefully we're going to get back to some comedy soon. But, but, you know, yeah, I mean, look, that's the great part about stuff like this because, you know, look, The Father is a smaller film. It's an independent film. Actually playing in more theaters than it might have otherwise. Hmm. And it will be on video on demand in a couple weeks. And then also Cherry. I mean, that's in select theaters, but also on Apple TV Plus if you're a subscriber. But the good thing about the award season I've always felt is that it raises the awareness of films like this that might escape you otherwise. All of a sudden, when it's in the public conversation with the award season, then it's like, this sounds like something I might want to see.
Yeah. And just the importance of, you know, isn't it amazing that through movies, you can watch something and actually sort of, at least a little bit, start feeling something in someone else's shoes. I think it's so important for all of us to do that. And a lot of people are just like, I don't want to be in their shoes, and I don't want to think about it, and I don't want to feel it, and I don't want to go there. But I think most of us are compassionate human beings, and we want to understand the plight of others and not just ourselves.
Exactly. I mean, that's a great point you make, Kelly. I mean, look, I mean, with the father, it's to me what really makes that film interesting is the fact that you have a man who is seeing things differently than we are seeing them. And it's amplified by the fact that you are actually seeing a different actor playing his daughter in scenes. And at first, you know, you're looking at it, it's like, gee, okay, what's going
happening?
On? What is real? What isn't real? I mean, it's confusing, but it's meant to be that way because that is exactly the way Anthony Hopkins' character is feeling in, you know, that film. You know, the other interesting thing about the movie, Kelly, is that, look, Anthony Hopkins, I'm so glad that he's still working.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
You know, he's 83 right now. Okay, so you have a guy who in the film, you know, named Anthony, his name in real life, he says out loud, he says, my birth date is December 31st, 1937. It's like, when he said that, I thought, what? You know what? Why does that sound familiar? Because obviously I'm researching stuff all the time anyway. And so I looked it up, and that is indeed Anthony Hopkins' birthday in real life. Huh. So in a way, I almost looked at it like, is this Anthony Hopkins confronting one of the things that he fears the most? It really gets this movie really, really gets you to think, which that's cool. That's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, and again, you know, with the situation with Olivia Colman's character, she's dealing with her father who doesn't remember certain tragedies in his life. Mm-hmm. And there are people that he thinks that are around that he thinks he's seeing that he's actually not seeing. So, and then, you know, because of that, you know, they got to come to a decision of, okay, I can't take care of him anymore. I just can't handle it. We're going to need help. We may have to move him into a retirement home or whatever. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, when he is thinking he is of sound mind, he's resistant to that. Yeah. So again, it's issues that people face every day. And that, as a result, is going to make this film tougher, obviously, for people to watch, just because they relate so much mm-hmm. to what these characters are going through.
Right. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Cherry. Now, this also sounds like a devastating movie to watch, but at the same point, it's almost like you want to see this to try to help, you know, other people say, look, this is not the road that you want to go down if you can avoid it at all, and look what happens. Oh, it just sounds hard to watch.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, you don't want to point the fingers at a specific system because mm-hmm. the Russo brothers who directed this, this is their first film since they directed Endgame, which is the biggest movie of all time, worldwide box office gross. So, you know, they don't want to point their fingers at, you know, certain institutions. But the point of it is that, and hopefully it's better now, but when you have soldiers returning from war and dealing with PTSD, you want to make sure that they get the care that they need and don't fall through the cracks and don't fall victim to becoming addicted. And, you know, that's obviously spirals downward into, you know, worse addiction. And where do you get the money to pay for what you need and what reserve, you know, what are you going
to do? What do you resort to?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, a very good look at that, but also a look at how it affects the families at home, the families dealing with PTSD. I think this is, you know, falls in line with what you see in American Sniper, mm-hmm. where you see the effects of PTSD on the support system, you know, on, you know, the wife of Taya Kyle, you know, Chris Kyle's widow, you know, in American Sniper. But here, Cherry's wife, Emily, played by this wonderful actress named Ciara Bravo, who, you know, just can't handle it, and she spirals into addiction herself. So, yeah, it really addresses head-on some very, very serious issues. And again, it's painful to watch. You know, look, I mean, I come from a military family. I have had a lot of people serve in my family and on my wife's side of the family. So, I mean, this is I take this very, very seriously.
Right.
And so and you want to do the best that you can to get the word out about issues like this, because you don't want people to suffer. So that's where a film like this is so important, and I'm more than, you know, glad to have the opportunity, you know, to be in a position to talk about it, you know, and let people know about it.
Well, and that one is that one's streaming, right? And the other one, The Father, actually is in our local Marcus Parkwood Theater this weekend, so we want to see it. So that's
fantastic. Okay, that's great to hear. That is great to hear. Yeah, and Apple TV Plus, I mean, look, like last week, Raya and the Last Dragon, you had to pay an extra $30 if you want to see that on Disney Plus. Here, Apple TV Plus, I believe the subscription is $4.99 a month. You know, this doesn't cost anything extra. This is just going to be part of their programming. So, you know, again, during the pandemic, a great move. You know, you want to get your films out in front of people. This is a great way to do it. So, yeah.
Right.
You know, so both films are very accessible to folks in St. Cloud.
All right. Tim Lammers, thank you so much. It's Tim Lammers for Movie Reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant.